It is time for episode number 12.
Wow.
Of the 1209 podcast.
Why do we call it 1209?
Why do we call it 1209? Because we're coming to you live from beautiful 1209 West Ogden.
Nice.
That's about halfway between Mannheim and Wolf.
Who would have thought episode 12?
I can't believe we've made it.
If we get to
far.
Like 15 or 20, can we do like a retrospective piece looking back?
Like a greatest hits?
Yes.
Well, I will say this. You know, I offered on the last episode that if anybody wanted
the
to
pilot.
Hear the pilot.
How did we do
I needed
that?
20 emails to release the pilot.
How many emails do you
we
get?
We are sitting at a big zero.
No one.
No one.
Wow.
No one wants to hear the pilot.
How many downloads did we have last week?
It was kind of a rough week for downloads.
We
I don't
were
know what
a little
happened.
Late.
I think, you know what? I think people don't like it when we're late.
Well, this is going to be a bad week then.
Sorry. We're doing the best we can. It's tougher to get these things out than I thought it would be.
It is.
2 weeks at a time.
It is.
Because someone was on our big vacation. You look like you got a little sun.
I did. I got fried a little bit. It was good, though. A little Florida trip in here.
Gotta love Florida.
I do.
It is the peninsula of America.
True.
Yes.
Very true.
Absolutely.
The peninsula.
So today we have some great interview with some of our snowball leaders. We got Snowball up around the coming around the corner.
It's
and
like
then
2 weeks away, isn't it?
That's 3 weeks
away.
I guess 2.5. Yeah, the 20th and 21st.
Wow.
And then we have our second semifinal match featuring Sister Mary Jo and Mrs. Hawkins.
That's going to be a good match.
That'll be good. That'll be good. And we'll see who goes on to face Miss Paliatka in the finals.
It's going
to
be a rough. This is. I like this.
It's going to be great. I love competition.
Me too.
So we want to first we want to give a big shout out and thank you to those of you who bid on the guest spot on the auction.
I can't believe it.
We raised money for NAS.
Yeah.
So thank you very much to all of you who bid, and we look forward to having the winners on very soon. So we got a lot of good stuff coming up. A lot of fun stuff. You know what Thursday is? It is registration for the class of 2019.
That makes me feel old.
2019.
Doesn't it make you feel old? Like, the kids that are coming in were born after 2000.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The current freshmen, I think, were born in 2000. Is that right?
That's when I graduated high school.
That's
it makes
unbelievable.
Me feel old.
That is unbelievable.
But I'm excited for Thursday. Hopefully get a nice big crop of excited kids to be roadrunners. It's going to be awesome.
I like registration night because everybody's excited.
Yeah.
Everybody's very excited to be here.
They almost treat it like a red carpet kind of, too, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, and they've got the photos with the background, or at least they did last year.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I like it.
Classy affair.
It is.
Saturday is Fish Prom, which I've said many times is like
I can't believe it's already Saturday.
The nicest thing NAS does. It's very popular. I know there are about 50 teenagers coming out to the prom.
That's great.
And I know that there's just a humongous amount of faculty and staff and students that are looking forward to helping. So it's going to be a very nice evening. And don't forget, Saturday night, Spring Ahead.
Ooh, I don't like Spring Ahead.
Spring Ahead.
I do not like Spring Ahead.
Going to lose an hour of sleep.
Yeah. I don't like that.
But it's nice coming to work in the sunlight.
No, I don't. That doesn't bother me.
Really?
I only like the sunlight at the end of the day. I like to end my day in sunlight.
Okay.
I like to go home, get to go play outside with my son for a little bit where it's still nice out. But the losing an hour sleep and in the morning, it doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Losing an hour sleep is, especially when you have kids, it just messes them up.
Yeah. Well,
throws off the schedule.
You've got one going and another one.
One's cooking.
Let's see. We got, you know what the 16th is? First day of the fourth quarter.
That is scary.
Isn't that amazing?
When you were talking about snowball, to me, snowball usually like signifies like the home stretch.
Right.
Once we hit snowball, it's a sprint to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can't
believe
we're
here.
Fourth quarter. That's crazy.
It's gone by really, really fast.
Well, the 17th, St. Paddy's Day.
Yes, indeed.
And then we got St. Joseph's Day.
The 19th, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a really nice time. I know you weren't here on Friday, but we had a really nice time over at the sisters' house. Got to hang out with the sisters. They wonderful folks over there. Really nice ladies.
It's the reason we're here.
So as we mentioned, we do have Snowball the 20th, 21st. We also have Kairos the 18th, 19th, or 19th, 20th, 21st.
You got a junior retreat at the beginning of that
retreat.
Week, too.
Yeah, it's
Monday, Tuesday of that week.
It's a busy, busy month. March keeps things going.
The seniors are on a field trip tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's their world religion field trip. And then next week, they get to see Shakespeare.
I did hear that. During the
Macbeth, I believe,
right?
Is coming into the theater.
Oh, I didn't know it was Macbeth.
Yeah, you can't say Macbeth in a theater, though.
Why?
Bad luck.
Really?
Yeah, you can't say Macbeth. It's just bad luck. It's like saying you don't wish an actor good luck. You don't say Macbeth in a theater.
Why?
I don't know the derivation.
What are the origins of this?
I don't know the derivation.
What's with the good luck? Did like somebody die when they said good luck, or like
something happened? There's like an old story where it was like an opening night and somebody said good luck and then the show closed after one performance.
Interesting. And the Macbeth thing?
Macbeth, I don't know.
We're going to have to look that up, I think.
Yeah.
Are you going to try to sneak into that show?
To Macbeth?
Yeah.
They probably won't let me on stage.
No, I mean, go in and watch it.
I could, but if I'm not going to be on stage, I don't.
Wow, you're a big timer, huh?
Is it necessary?
You're going to try to big time everybody?
I don't think I'd be a good Shakespearean actor.
I think you'd be phenomenal.
I don't really have English under
Midsummer Night's Dream. You could play the ass, right?
Well, I don't know.
Isn't that?
I have no idea.
You've never seen that?
No.
The donkey.
In Midsummer Night's Dream.
You've never seen that show?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
How have you not seen?
The only Shakespearean show I think I ever saw was Merchant of Venice.
What?
Yeah.
How's that possible? You're a huge theater guy and you've only seen one.
Shakespeare's very long. He says things that aren't written in English.
I mean, it is
in
English.
It's an awful lot of work.
This is shocking to me that you've never seen. I've seen A Midsummer Night's Dream. I've seen Caesar. Mm-hmm. I've seen Romeo and Juliet. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. How have you not seen these?
Well, I just saw West Side Story a few weeks ago. Can we count that as Romeo and Juliet?
No, we can't.
No?
Because that's way better. It's like a million times better.
Okay.
This, I find, like,
I like I like the Chicago Shakespeare Theater down at Navy Pier. It's a really nice, very tiny theater.
Well, yeah, but you're, like, sitting on top of them. It's awesome.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. I feel a lot of pressure the closer I am to actors and actresses, because I feel like, okay, if it's a funny line, I have to laugh.
No,
because they can see me. I'm sitting right there.
I don't know. I've actually been to the Globe.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Globe?
The Globe Theater.
I thought it burned down.
They did. They rebuilt it.
Okay.
And then I've been to Stratford upon Avon. I've been to Shakespeare's grave, and you've never even been to any of his, like,
I will go this summer, though, as part of the NAS trip. The
it's
NAS trip
phenomenal.
Is Stratford is part of it.
Yeah.
And the Globe is as well.
We saw Midsummer Night's Dream in Stratford.
How long is that show?
I don't remember. I was, like, 18 at the time, so
yeah, it's
it probably
about
seemed
half
like
an, hour.
An eternity.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Taming of the Shrew. That's the other one.
Taming of the Shrew.
You've never seen that one either?
The only Shakespeare experience I have are the books that I had to read for Nazareth.
Wow. Wow. That
I know.
Disappoints me.
I'm sorry.
I think you need to work on that.
I will try to better myself.
You won't, though.
You know, I might.
Not acceptable.
The nice news is we got spring break coming up. Any big spring break plans?
No, I don't think. When is it? I don't even know.
April 2nd through April 12th.
Wow. I don't think I have anything. How about you? You going anywhere?
Taking the kiddies to New York.
Oh, yeah.
We got our big New York field trip.
Plays.
Yeah, absolutely.
But not Shakespeare.
Not Shakespeare.
What are you going to see?
Oh, we've got Wicked.
Nice.
We've got The Phantom of the Opera. And we've got The Lion King.
Now, I've seen two of the three.
Okay.
Love The Lion King.
Love The Lion
King. It's phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
It's even, like, and it came out when the cartoon came out when we were kind of kids. Like,
I
right?
think we were in, like, probably, like, junior high-ish,
yeah.
maybe early
so
high school.
It was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
The play puts it to shame.
Oh, the play's great.
It's ridiculous.
I'll tell you what, I'll be honest with you, I have no problem saying this. At the very beginning, when all the animals walk through the audience to get to the stage, I get a little choked up.
Yeah, it's pretty
I get a little choked up. I have no problem saying it.
What was the... Wicked? I gotta be honest with you there. I didn't see what all the hubbub was about.
Like,
it's
like
good,
Wicked.
But, like, I was always told it's, like, the end-all, be-all,
mm-hmm.
and I just...
It's good. I don't
I mean,
know. I don't know why it
I
got all the...
I would take the Lion King over it any day.
I don't know why it got all the excitement that it did, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
And then you'll find this hard to believe. I've never seen Phantom.
You're missing out. That is by far my favorite.
Really?
Hands down, not even... I've seen it in London. I've seen it in New York. I've seen it in Chicago. I've seen it in Vegas.
Who's the best?
Who's the best Phantom?
Well,
no,
who's... What production?
The Vegas production was really cool because they had a specially made theater.
Okay. Just for
just for the Phantom.
Of course.
And what they
Vegas.
Did is they took... It's a 2.5-hour show, but they took it and they brought it down to 90 minutes.
That's
no
crazy.
Intermission because they want you back out in the casinos.
Yeah.
They don't want you staying in there too long.
True.
Amazing special effects. It was
well, yeah,
really cool.
Over the top.
It was great.
That's awesome.
But I'll tell you what, I saw it last year to celebrate number 30. I went on my birthday to see the Phantom, sat front row.
Wow.
Which was awesome.
It's,
it was very cool.
Is sitting front row really that much better? Aren't you craning your neck?
No, you
like
you're
I was
there.
Like front row up in the balcony where I'm looking down on it.
If you're front row, you're back far enough because you got the orchestra pit
okay.
in front of you.
Okay.
It was great. It was great.
And that was in Chicago?
That was in Chicago, okay. Yeah, down at the Cadillac Palace.
Nice.
Lovely theater.
Lovely.
Tell you why I like sitting down on the floor at the Cadillac Palace. The floor seats, they're a bit wider than the ones in the balcony.
Okay, there you go.
A little more comfortable.
I get you.
Yeah.
Especially if it's
like sitting first class.
Yeah, I've never sat first class.
Oh, it's great.
I think at one point you need to share your first class story. I think now is not the time.
Now is not the time.
We're running a little late.
You know, we're running long. I won't do it, but we're at about the 1 year anniversary of that story.
I think we need to tell that.
So maybe on the next episode, I will share my sitting first class story.
And it is a phenomenal story.
It's a great story.
It's one of my favorites.
It's a great story. You love that story.
I do love that story.
Maybe I'll come into your classes again this year and tell the story again.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because it's so good.
Well, that's it for upcoming events. We'll take you to the interview with Bridget and Grace in just a second. With our friends Grace Brown, Bridget Adams King, here to talk about our wonderful snowball retreat. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
That was good. Did you plan that? Did you rehearse that?
No, not really.
Well done. Yeah, well done. Now we've got a senior.
Yes.
We've got a junior, mm-hmm. And we've got a drynan.
I'm the best of all three, I think.
Certainly debatable.
Debatable. Yeah.
Now, as we know, there are two major retreats here at NAS with Kairos and Snowball. Mm-hmm. Freshman, sophomore, junior retreat are mandatory, but these are the ones that you could take, the ones you could do. What would you say to those out at home thinking, what is Snowball? Why should I go? Well, how would you answer that?
It's a great time, you know?
Yeah, it's really fun. You get to learn about, like, making decisions and have fun while doing that, so.
Yeah, for sure.
What kind of decisions?
Decisions like what to do in situations about alcohol and drugs, and how to deal with stress and in your life.
Making healthy life choices.
Yeah. Yes.
Healthy decisions.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I could use this, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you. Certainly, you know, drugs, alcohol, that's the personal thing.
Right.
The stress, though, that's across mm-hmm. the board.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody gets stressed about something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think in the past years we've been trying to, like, focus more on, like, on the stress, on the healthy choices overall, so it relates to everybody.
And I think it really does. We have some good speakers, yeah?
Yes.
Always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Games and activities and such.
Always. Energizers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are fun.
It's overnight too, isn't it?
It is an mm-hmm. overnight camp, yeah.
Where do you go? Do you know?
I was gonna let the ladies answer. I didn't want to step on their toes.
I got nervous, like you look like something changed.
I know where we're going. Camp Duncan in Ingleside, Illinois.
Yes.
Nice.
It's lovely. Mm-hmm. It's lovely.
Don't go to the lake, though.
Don't go near the lake.
Why?
Mrs. K doesn't like that. She doesn't want people near the lake.
She doesn't like the
For
lake.
Safety's sake.
Who doesn't like?
Mrs. K.
You're just not allowed at the lake?
Not allowed near the lake.
Don't go to the lake.
Can you swim in the lake?
No, because you can't go near the lake.
And it's also cold. Yeah, and frozen.
Which is a whole other issue.
That's totally different, because it's also March, so it's melting.
I was there once. We had it real late in March one year. Real late, like the last weekend of March. And it finally started getting nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful.
It was. I think that was a few years ago, if I recall correctly.
This year is just going to be cold. And that's okay.
I like lakes.
Wear some sweatshirts.
But don't go near the lake. But we like the lake.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not anti-lake. I'm anti-people near the lake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's all I got. I mean, that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, ladies, of course, you're both very busy. Such wonderful. This is one of the most impressive interviews that we've had.
Very true.
Based on guests. Why don't you tell the folks at home, both of them, what it is that you do other than snowball? Why don't we start with Grace, and then we'll go to Bridget.
Grace Brown.
Grace Brown.
Star H period algebra 2.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, I play varsity golf.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dancer. Mm-hmm. I'm on junior board. I'm also in Youth Initiative. I play tennis in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Let
me ask you this.
Yeah.
Since you got golf and you got dance.
Yeah.
If you hit a really good shot.
Mm-hmm. I like this.
Do you dance? In a celebration.
Depends, like, who I'm with. Like, some girls, they just, like, some, like, really serious girls, they're, like, super snarky. So I look at them, like, and I get all excited, and they don't even, like, say good job or anything. Like, every time, like, my opponent hits, like, a nice shot, I say, like, oh, good job or something, and they don't even return it back. It's not nice.
Right.
Golf's a game of honor. You should say good job.
And so sometimes I do when it's when the people I'm with are... comfortable around, but
I think you should do it around the people you're not comfortable with. Just as like a trash talk.
I agree with that completely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would do it more with the people that I'm not comfortable with.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd be like, "Did you see that? Did you? Yeah, because it was
a running
little cabbage patch, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
why not?
Yeah, it's pretty bad though. Like, you don't want to. When I get mad, like, I try and hold that in because sometimes it can get really.
I had a friend who threw his clubs in the lake once.
Oh,
but I thought you were not supposed to go near the lake.
That's a different lake. It's a different
so
lake.
Many lakes.
I don't,
like the ponds.
There's so many messages.
A pond. A water hazard.
Yes.
Two strokes.
Mm-hmm.
Two strokes?
Two stroke penalty.
Yeah, you
one in, drop the other.
Yeah, that's what that
is. Some of these girls you're playing with sound a lot like Georgina Sparks to me. They
yes,
sound they
don't
sound
exactly
nice.
Like her.
They sound conniving.
Can you tell me who this
backstabbing?
Is?
Backstabbing?
Georgina Sparks was a character on Gossip Girl. What the people at home might not know
is
that Grace is the president of our Gossip Girl club here at Nazareth. And
I
You founded it, and to the best of my knowledge, it's not official, but we're just going
to
count it.
We're getting there. We're getting
you,
listen,
you need a faculty advisor.
Yeah.
You know who to come to.
Not me.
You know, me, definitely
I've
me.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's such
so
a show.
Good.
It's such a show.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm done with Gossip Girl, and I'm on to Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't. Look, there's Olivia Pope right there looking over
what?
All of us.
What a show.
What is that from?
I got a birthday card this year from Guidance, and it's a framed picture of Olivia Pope signed by all the Guidance counselors.
It's kind
of
creepy that she's like staring at us.
No. Olivia Pope does not mess around.
Mm-hmm.
You want her staring at you. She's watching to protect you.
White hat.
White hat. I know Mrs. Kennedy listens, and I know Mrs. Kennedy's a big Scandal fan, so she'll appreciate this conversation. Now, Bridget, why don't you tell us what you do in addition to Snowball?
All right. I am very invested into the theater program.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Sometimes. No, all the time.
Wow.
No, I really do love it. I'm hoping to go into it next year.
Listen, remember, we have an edit button. We don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
We don't know how to use it.
No, I was being sarcastic. I love it. I'm going into it next year.
Yeah.
I am also in choir. I am in Youth Initiative, Senior Board, Diversity Club, NSET.
Uh-huh.
Big fan of NSET.
Thank you very much.
Yes, of course.
We're a big fan of you.
Oh, stop.
Mr. Green's got his new NSET shirt on
today.
He does. It looks sharp.
Mm-hmm. It is sharp.
It's not
like
a bad looking shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Aaron Torfey.
Shout out. I'm trying to think.
That's a lot. You
Road
guys
Runner Club. I
busy.
Forgot.
Roadrunner Club.
I
forgot
that one
because
I said
on a Saturday.
Yeah.
This is two of the most impressive people you could have.
They're dialed in.
Are you both Roadrunners?
Yes.
How was the auction?
Mm,
did you work the auction?
Yeah, it was.
I worked the auction.
It was a little crowded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Good times?
Yeah. I was with my mom, like, there probably I should have been, but it's okay. I went to my mom to, like, make sure she was auctioning correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of
And it sounds like, from the information I have, she auctioned correctly.
She really did.
She
did
really
a good
did.
Job.
I look forward to having the entire
excited.
King family on the
know,
podcast
King
together.
I don't know. Mama King was like a little debatable. She's like, I thought this was just for you. And I was like, no, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. We want everybody. We
the
want
whole
everybody.
Fam? Oh,
yeah.
That could be real interesting.
Why?
Now
it'd be great.
My family's
could
crazy.
Be fun. Could be fun.
not could be.
There's
it will be.
Of,
will be
there's
fun.
There's a lot of like King members.
That's okay.
Bring them all in.
I come from a big family.
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of brothers
six.
And sisters.
There's six of us.
All right, so there's five.
Mm.
All right, so we're doing good.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do it in the college room, though.
Yes,
we
I
won't
think
have
that
enough
would
room
be the
around
best.
The desk. Sure. Now, have you decided where you're going next year?
I have not. That is, I still have to wait for a lot of musical theater decisions to come back.
Sure.
Because that's a whole other process, and then I'll be able to decide after I get my financial packages.
Sure.
That's the important part.
It is.
Like how much fine arts we have going on that side of the desk.
I
got
do, too.
The acting and the singing. We've got the dancing.
Mm-hmm.
When I gotta be honest, I was a math and science guy, so I never like delved into this, so it's like a whole new world to me.
And here's why I fit so well
you
in this.
You didn't even get the
Listen
musical
to
theater reference.
Listen to
a
this.
A whole new world.
I got it.
You didn't even
that's,
reference
that's
it.
That's like Disney. All right.
I don't even.
I mean now
come
it's on
take
time.
It. We'll
take
it.
We'll take it. That was
that's as best as I got.
All right.
I was a theater guy in high school.
This is true.
However... When I went to college, you know what my major was? Math education.
And what happened?
I took calculus.
And?
And that was the end of that.
Why?
That was the end of
you
that.
You and I could be teaching together.
No. We work together. That's good enough.
No, it's not. Could you imagine if we were in this like the same hall all the time?
It'd be very loud.
It would. Yeah. Well, it's already loud with Mr. Moran. Mr. Moran, do you want
to... Mr. Moran, yeah, have you? We haven't talked to him yet this
no.
week. Mr. Moran, would you want me to be a part of your math department?
Well, that's uncalled for.
That, like, put that, like, stop it now.
Put that away.
Come on.
Mr. Moran.
Wow. Yes.
Come on.
You
Yikes is right.
Yeah. K2.
Yikes is right.
Think about that.
Man. Well, I know you guys have to get going because it's almost F period.
Yes.
FJ. FJ.
That's where I'm going to.
12:20 to 1:10.
Mm-hmm. I wish it was numbered.
When I was here, it was numbered. And for lunches, we had like 4A, 5A, and 6A.
Can we bring that back?
I get confused with letters.
I think so.
I'm a senior.
So I get confused, too.
There's a lot of letters in there. How about the days when C is after G?
No,
oh,
I don't like it.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't like it.
Anything could happen.
I'm just kind of winging
it. If you let it, that's
yeah.
very honest.
I'm just like, I have all my books. I just walk around just winging it. Like, yeah. I don't even know where I'm going.
Just go to a classroom and hope
like
there's a class in there.
No, I still look like a freshman majority of the days.
Well, ladies, we are looking forward to Snowball March 20th,
yes.
21st. Applications were mailed home in email, so all NAS students have the applications if they're interested in attending.
When's that deadline?
They are due this week on Friday, so
get them in.
Two more days,
yeah,
get them
excited.
In. Thank you very much for your
yeah.
time.
Of
we
course,
enjoyed
thank
it.
You.
And now we're
going
to take you to the semifinals of the Activities Moderator Pro-Am International Tournament of Champions featuring Mrs. Hawkins and Sister Mary Jo. And I don't want to give it away, but it was highly contested. Would
it
you
was,
say?
It was a shocker.
Yeah. So you're going to want to listen to the whole thing. Here we go. We're now prepared for the second and final semifinal matchup to see who will go on to face Miss Polyakka in the finals of the Activities Moderator Pro-Am International Tournament of Champions.
International.
International. Yeah, it's a podcast. Anybody could download.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
We're diverse.
Yes.
We've got Sister Mary Jo, and
Hi.
We've got Mrs. Hawkins.
Hello.
Nice. Hey.
And Mr. Drynan, you've had a few weeks off here now.
Few weeks
from the competition.
Oh, from the competition, yeah. I feel refreshed. I'm ready to go.
Okay, and ladies, you are feeling good as well.
It's a great day.
I'm nervous.
Are you?
I'm nervous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I like that. You can't see this at home, but they have like in Final Jeopardy when they put the dividers up.
Yeah.
Sister Mary Jo and Mrs. Hawkins currently have one of those in between the two of them,
correct.
So that there can be no
cheating.
Well, I was going to say tomfoolery.
Well, actually, we can see everything, and we trust each other.
We're just going to be really honest.
Trust is not a pillar, but it's something that we should consider.
Yes.
It's a good one.
It should go right there with scholarship, really.
I think
and,
so, yeah.
Yeah.
And unity.
Unity. Mm-hmm. Unity, honesty, trust, yeah.
The circle
absolutely.
Of trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bobby B.
And we're sitting at a circular table, so there you are.
There, that's right.
There you
okay. It all comes full circle.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I see what you did there.
Today's words... are spring themed.
Ooh.
They're spring themed.
Oh, thank God.
Are we ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Here's how, again, how it works. I'll give you a word. You write down the first word that comes to mind that you think will match Mr. Drynan. Whoever has the most points at the end will go on to the finals to take on Miss Polyakka.
Okay.
Great.
Number one, flowers.
That is a tough one.
Flowers. Okay, 2 out of 3, and there you go. All right, Mr. Drynan, what did you
I
go
thought
with?
I go second.
Oh, you go last. That's
Come
right,
on.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Mrs. Hawkins, what did you have for flowers?
Tulips.
Tulips.
Oh, I love those.
Sister Mary
Interesting.
Jo?
I did bouquet.
Wow. Okay, all right.
I'm way off. I said spring.
Spring. Okay. Okay. So for the spring-themed words, you answered spring.
Oh, I think I know what he's going to put.
I do too.
Okay. I think you're probably going to go three now. For the next three. Okay. This is the method he uses. Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about it. Oh man, that's bad.
Number two. Rain. Rain. It'll be nice to not have the snow.
It's supposed to rain this afternoon.
Sure. Wash away some of the snow, I hope. I'm very concerned about the spring sports season starting on time. It's going to be tough to get people out there.
Yeah.
A lot of snow, a lot of cold.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, if you're playing baseball with aluminum bats, you really don't want to hit the ball at this point because your hands are going to hurt. It stings.
It's batting gloves. I didn't think about that.
Batting gloves.
It stings. Mm. Mrs. Hawkins.
Yes.
For rain.
I said storm.
Storm. Okay. Okay, that's a good one, I think.
That was so close to what I was going to write. I thought of that one. And I thought maybe Pete Drinan would think instead about what he had this morning, showers.
Oh.
Did you have more than one?
No,
I put showers.
No, I got, okay, now we need to go to the judges. I said April showers.
I think we got to count it.
I did have plural too.
Yeah. Yes. So showers is a match. We're going to say showers is a match.
And my first thought was showers, and I changed.
You're kidding? Well, and I was in a storm, and I went to showers.
It's interesting because the first two were flowers and rain, and as we know, April showers
bring May flowers.
They bring May flowers. Sure.
Oh, for heaven's sakes!
Number three, baseball. It is a great national pastime.
Is it, though?
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah.
There's an old joke out there. There's an old joke. Football fans say the reason baseball is the American pastime is because it's how they pass time till football season.
Am I right?
Am I right or am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mrs. Hawkins. Baseball.
Cubs.
Sister Mary Jo. Sox.
Cubs.
Yeah!
Oh wow! Are we?
We're tied.
This is a big.
This is
question.
Huge.
I'm telling this you, this is
huge. I didn't come up with any. I did not come up with any tiebreakers today.
So what are we gonna do?
Well, we're gonna have
arm
to
wrestle?
Hope something happens
arm
here.
Wrestle.
Otherwise, I got a couple in my mind. I just didn't write them down. I got a couple in my mind.
Oh, that's good. Back up.
Mm-hmm. Number four. Mm-hmm. Final. Here we go.
This is the last one.
Tiebreaker.
Whoever matches wins.
Easter. Easter falls on April 5th this year. It's a Sunday, as it traditionally is. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now, everybody, just keep themselves calm. Here we go. Mrs. Hawkins.
Easter bunny.
Bunny. Okay. All right. Don't tell Mr. Racky.
Right.
Sister Mary Jo.
I went with eggs.
Wow. Eggs. I'm just going to take a peek here. Okay. Now, Mr. Drinan, when you are ready, tell us
what you had here. I felt bad saying this one, knowing Sister Mary Jo is sitting next to me.
Oh, I think I know what he put.
But I went bunny as well.
Mrs. Hawkins,
bunny as well.
Come from behind. Come from behind.
I am so happy right now.
Gosh. I just wish you to know
hugs. Oh, hugs. We got hugs.
I feel so good.
We got
for
hugs
you.
Going
oh,
on.
I'm so glad it couldn't have happened to a nicer person.
Oh, MJ.
Yeah,
a come from
true.
Behind
that
victory.
Was
you got the last two right to win this one.
Oh, my gosh. What I am most excited about is going up against Miss Pagliacca.
Oh,
this is
going to
be big.
That is going to be
showdown.
Big.
I mean,
wow.
I'm getting popcorn for that one.
I've been eating the Skinny Pop lately.
Have you?
I would very much like Skinny Pop to be a corporate sponsor.
Corporate sponsor.
Skinny Pop is unbelievably delicious.
It is delicious.
We buy the giant bags at Costco.
Me too.
Oh, and we buy like three or four of them at a time.
Oh my God.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I like the white cheddar Skinny Pop.
Yeah, white cheddar Skinny Pop. They also have like a black pepper one.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't really like it.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, to be honest, Skinny Pop... Skinny Pop aside.
Mr. Ranny's at the door.
Yeah,
Mrs. Durante is
Mrs.
looking
Durante,
in.
Come in.
She doesn't want to know.
Mrs. Durante.
Mrs.
Durante,
Mrs. Durante,
say hello.
Come on.
Hey.
Mrs.
Durante.
Now, so you're going to be able to hear yourself.
Congratulate the victor.
You're going to be able to hear yourself while you're listening. This is great.
Say hi to everybody.
So Mrs. Hawkins won.
She did.
She won. She did. She did.
Doesn't it seem fitting that the activities director should have at least a place in the finals of this?
Absolutely.
Well, someone, you know, it's a little late for trash talking, but yes, I think it's right. Maybe what we'll do next week is instead of having the finals, we'll just have each of you give your thoughts on the finals, like a trash talk to get everybody excited. And then just before spring break, we'll have the finals.
So the finals are when? Next week?
Could be any time. I haven't decided yet.
Who's the other competitor?
Mrs. Pagliacca.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's going to be a head-to-head.
It's going to be tight.
I know. You have to gear up for it.
Yeah. You know what the winner's going to get? Going to get a box of Girl Scout cookies.
Whoa.
Wow.
Do they get a box of Girl Scout cookies? Mrs. Green, the lovely Mrs. Green, my wonderful mother, she ordered about 3 cases. I don't know what she's going to do with all these. So I'm just going to give somebody a box of Girl Scout cookies.
What kind?
Whatever's left over.
Thin Mints?
Could be anything.
Some Samoas?
I won't be picky.
Samoas are great.
I'm a tagline.
I don't think they call them Samoas anymore, though. I think they say it's politically incorrect. I think you have to call them Coconut Delights.
Oh.
Caramel Delights. Caramel Delights.
That one's on me. I apologize.
Well, I didn't...
I thought it was on the order
it was
for
just,
it.
It was just updated, I think.
Okay.
Caramel
Delights.
Okay.
Very good, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm a tag-along guy myself.
Yeah, those are
the
really good.
The chocolate peanut butter?
Those are really good. Yeah.
Or the Thin Mint ice cream.
I decided to try some rah-rah raisins. I haven't opened the box yet. But,
raisins.
You know, I think they went the wrong way. They're oatmeal raisin cookies. Wouldn't you think they'd try to stress the oatmeal? I think that they're going with their raisins.
I love raisins. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, you do?
I love them by the handful. They're so good.
Well, you know what? To bring up the lovely Mrs. Green, she won't eat raisins.
Why?
She does not like raisins.
What about cinnamon raisins?
She's got a real
bread.
Issue with it. No raisins of any kind.
In the house?
And no raisins cannot be.
Does she like grapes?
She likes grapes.
Eat them in her presence?
You know they're the same thing.
Hey, talk to her.
You know what, though? I like pickles and I don't like cucumbers.
Also the same thing.
I know, weird.
I love cucumbers.
I like puppies and adult dogs.
And I think with that...
I think that's the perfect place to end.
Yes.
So, congratulations, Mrs. Hawkins.
Thank you.
Tracy, take us out.
This concludes today's podcast. Seniors are dismissed. All others, please wait for the bell.